Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, Evidence-Based Medicine Magazine, and UK Health Radio. A happy pre-Thanksgiving to everybody. Happy three generations. While I'm here waiting for my other two generations to join, I'm waiting for Adam, my son, to join us. Adam is the CEO of Global Schoolwear, a longtime athlete. We were planning on speaking with him on everything from his whole life, when he remembers his daddy was on the radio in some way or another, and the fact of what it's like being a sports parent. And we were just excited about the documentary. Everybody's got to watch it, with the Super Bowl shuffle. Half of them were patients of mine. It was just on HBO. We were going to talk about all that stuff. So if we can somehow fix the technical concern, he'll be joining us. Again, my grandson Griffin, who wanted to chime in as my 10-year-old grandson on some of his experiences with his daddy as a coach and the different sports he enjoys. Again, it's a topic everybody knows we talk about all the time. Youth sports is a big, big topic. In the last week or two, we had Joel Franco, and very soon the documentary. I've spent about 5 years working with him, helping out in the documentary Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. Joel is the founder of Chesapeake Films, Sports Dad, and has been developing, even through the pandemic and those challenges, this particular documentary talking all about, again, the challenges of youth sports, the tremendous overzealousness topic I wanted to discuss with Adam, if we get him, any sports parent, which is how much overkill there is in youth sports, whether we're talking about overscheduling, whether we're talking about just things being too aggressive, too much pressure. You know, the late, great sports psychologist who shared the radio show with me, gosh, in the 90s, the late Jim Vickery, who I would take with me when we would have lectures to local little league. Oh, Adam, you with us?
I'm here.
He is here. Okay, we were just talking about all these things in sports parenting and some of the challenges, the upcoming documentary Where Our Children Play, and I'm glad you were able to. Now we got one of the two generations, three generations. I was just talking about you as CEO of Global Schoolwear. So just give us some quickie background on that, and then we're going to really get into you as a sports parent.
Well, sure. So I run Global Schoolwear, which is Tommy Hilfiger School Uniforms. You know, we provide school uniforms to about 2,000 schools in all 50 states around the country, where when schools need a uniform, you know, we're able to take those orders directly from the parents and ship it right to their house.
You know, it's interesting. I've had you on before. And you know how much the mental game and the psychology side of the whole sports medicine world has always been such a big part, parenting, coaching, of the sports doctor. When we talked about the value of school uniforms in taking pressure off some of these kids, there's such pressure. What are you wearing? The bullying, the ostracizing. It's been a big topic with parents. It's not news to you. And that's always something that you were aware of and paid attention to.
Yeah, eventually paid attention to, I'd say. You know, I never had a uniform, so didn't understand sort of the positives. I always thought it was kind of, even growing up, and I'd see other kids in a uniform, and I'd think, I'm glad I'm not wearing one. But
yeah,
you know,
you've got to understand what a big point that is. When we've talked about that forever, the fact that you got a stylish superstar, Tommy Hilfiger, to talk about, again, if you listen to the commercial we have where we talk about, you know, so the stylish uniforms that kids really enjoy wearing, and that's a lot different than what you thought growing up as a student, to say the least.
Well, yeah, and I still, you know, the uniforms look great, but more importantly, you know, a point that you started to touch on is that it evens the playing field, so all the kids look the same. It's not about what the next person does or does not have. It eliminates the process with the parents in the morning to have to sort of get the kid dressed or have any kind of a back and forth about what somebody wants to wear. And then also from a administrative perspective, for the people that run the school, you know, they're not policing it anymore. So they're just, the kids are coming, they're looking good, they wear what they're supposed to wear, and I always say they can concentrate on what they're learning, and the administration doesn't have to worry about what they're wearing.
You know, it's an interesting topic when we've spoken about parenting and the whole parenting side, especially with kids who were on a team who had a lot of pressure, get there, be there, do their homework, et cetera, et cetera. That part of it that you just mentioned, which is the hassle in some instances between parents and their kids, what are you wearing and why like that, and the fact of when school uniforms are involved, that's not even a topic. That, boy, that's got to take a lot of pressure off, I would think.
Yeah, you know, I just say it doesn't solve everything, but in a world where I think everybody already has enough they're competing with and or dealing with, this makes it a little easier for sure.
It's a big, when you're burning a candle on 19 different ends, you know, it's interesting. I knew I was having you back. And just yesterday, the HBO special documentary, the Super Bowl Shuffle, how it came to be, and that whole area was something that I was excited about telling you about. And there was Rick Tellender telling the history, and Singletary, about the Super Bowl Bears. And I thought you might share some of the experiences when you grew up around some of these athletes that you met. And I remember you said, oh, man, I'm sitting between Leslie Frazier and Gary Fenton. And some of that excitement when you as a high school athlete were exposed to a lot of this stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, with you growing up, there was always some really, you know, awesome and interesting folks around. You know, from a Bears perspective, I remember I had actually hurt my shoulder skateboarding. And so we were young. So this is in 1986. They had won the Super Bowl, and I was getting my shoulder worked on at yours and Bob Guida's place. And on my left was Frazier, and on my right was Richard Dent. And Richard Dent gave me his Super Bowl ring to put on. You know, Gary Fensick was always around. You know, those were really great times, and really great. You know, you had John McEnroe driving your car around town, you know?
Yes.
When you needed a car. So those were crazy times.
You became a even better between, you know, Eric Soderholm was the first professional baseball player that I ever put orthotics in his bike. He came to train and rehab with Guida, and then Buckner came. And I remember the great summer camps. Eric Soderholm had these great summer camps. And, you know, Guida, who was 20 years ahead of everybody in sports medicine, and Dr. Jim Vickery, were there. You guys were all lying on the floor visualizing, rounding the bases after you hit a home run when I think you were 10 years old at that camp.
Yeah, those were the – yeah, that was – I remember that was, you know, getting hitting lessons from Bill Buckner, or, you know, you used to take me every Sunday or Saturday probably over to Eric Satterholm's house because he had the batting cage up in his house, and he would, you know, give me hitting lessons and stuff like that. Those, you know, I'm not playing professional baseball, so I don't know that maybe he could have done a better job, but that was a great, great, great experience.
A fun one. And in many instances, again, some of these different areas, for instance, where you would be paying attention to the sports medicine side. You know, with you as an athlete, you know, between high school baseball and basketball, I remember you would, put the basketball into the locker and take your glove out the next day with baseball. So it was always a lot of physical pressure on you and a lot of your teammates. And these were some of the things that we have felt are so important. Adam, when it comes to the relationship between you know, a parent and their young son or daughter, and the more talented they are, the more the pressures might be involved and whatever. And, you know, the experience as a sports dad, we thought, you know, it's very difficult to get these kids, these 10-year-olds. They're very, very sought after. And we thought Griffin was going to join us. He might have to join us next time. I think he got caught up in some other activities. But
Thanksgiving stuff, for sure. He did.
Yes.
He did. He had to, you know, with his brother, and he wanted to be on, but he'll be on soon. And, you know.
Yes. He plays so many different sports. How are you?
Yeah, we just,
sports,
I mean,
dad, coach.
Well, we just had a moment with him. So he's playing rec. We moved, as you know. He's playing rec basketball. He is, you know, he came from a very competitive, he's a good player. He came from a very competitive team. He showed up for the rec team in this town, and, you know, he was honestly just much better than anybody else. But was really nice, you know, his talk about a guy came up after the second game, said, hey, what's up with this kid? Can he play travel ball? So now he's got 3 games every week, at least. He's on 2 teams.
Here we go.
Practicing with travel. Yeah, he's got 2 games this Sunday. So as a parent, you know, and I've got you in my ear all the time, at least I can remember what you said, you know, take it slow. So, but sometimes you want it to, as slow as you might want to take it, you know, you can't slow them down that easily.
Yes, yes. Well, we want to be smart about it. Again, you know, we're very concerned. Overuse injuries is the main reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with Hall of Famer Sharkey Zartman, where we were so concerned about 14-year-olds having Tommy John surgery. And with 10-year-old figure skaters doing, you know, 200 double jumps a week, et cetera, and not falling into those kinds of pitfalls. I mean, Griffin's already a champion. And then what's interesting is his older brother, Lincoln, who really wasn't much of an athlete growing up as a very young kid, all of a sudden jumped in and did a good job, you know, being part of the baseball team. I think that was a pleasant surprise. We thought he came out of nowhere, this kid.
Yeah, I would say that it wasn't that he wasn't athletic. It's that he wasn't doing competitive athletics. You know,
yes.
Lincoln's been doing martial arts on and off since he was a little kid. And, you know, Lincoln is always done things like that. I think all of a sudden he said, yeah, as a sophomore, he said, I think I'm going to go out for baseball. And which was great. And by the way, the mental side of that, to be the kid that shows up that hasn't played and has no worries about having to learn on the job or whatever. Yeah, I have to give him a tremendous amount of credit for that. It was amazing.
That's exactly what we made a big deal about, that you and I, that topic. Exactly. I also felt extremely proud of the ability to walk in where you have nowhere near these other kids who played forever, and being able to, really put in a really, really good effort and have a positive experience. I thought that was a tremendous example of something I've talked about, I don't know, for 40 years, give or take, you know, a few weeks. I have a tape. I think you were a guest when you were like, were you 4 years old when we had you on with Gaida?
So funny that you say that, because with Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up, it was when I was 4 that, yes, I think I sang Jingle Bells, and it was a station. We went over there. It was we did it live from the station, I believe.
Bob
Gaida was there with us.
WKDC, Carroll Stream, Illinois.
Yeah, so that was fun. Yeah, and then I think that we had a tape of it. I think it got taped over later, because, you know, back when you had cassettes and you needed to tape something else, somebody would tape over it all the time. So, but it was great. And it's, I mean, you've been on the radio since I was a little kid, and you're still going.
But we're rocking and rolling in so many different directions. It's such a tremendous topic. Again, you know, I have as many seniors on the show, Adam, as we do people who are very involved in the kids' world. And again, the mental game is such a big deal. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world, or whether you are dealing with all sorts of disabilities, or you have other kinds of challenges, where, again, this is why sometimes we see half these kids are on over-the-counter medicines, because they're just overdoing it. So this is why we want to be able to train smart and understand more necessarily isn't better. And we want to be, you know, Jim Vickery had these were his suggestions for all of us sports parents at the time. He said, number one, as a sports parent, everybody, get your pencil out. Don't be a critic. Don't be a critic in the car on the way home. enjoy the experience, because boy, it goes by fast, doesn't it, Adam? And number two, he said, be a good listener. Is your son or daughter having a good experience? Do they like their teammates? Are they getting along with the coach? All of these kinds of things are so important. And now when you're coaching your own kid, it's another scenario too, Adam, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I coached a couple different, two or three, maybe three teams now. And I would say that, you know, I got advice when Lincoln was really little. A good friend of mine said, you know, it's going to take you 1,000 times of reminding Lincoln to get him to do something or change a habit. So whether it be in sports or whether it just be to make his bed. And he said, you could do it positive or you can do it negative. Either way, it's going to take you 1,000 times. So I never forgot that. So whether I've been coaching or giving advice to my kids or trying to teach anybody anything, I think back to your last point, you know, if you're going to give somebody, there's two ways. That doesn't mean that you can't use it as a teaching moment if there's an opportunity, if somebody makes a mistake or if they, you know, to tell them, but you can do it in a positive way and you can have the same result.
Well, this is exactly the kinds of umbrella of topics, Adam, that we've been very involved with the development of the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. And I want to talk more about that. We're going to do the next segment, Doug, with Adam, and then we'll do the sports doctors. And Adam, hold on, okay? We'll be right back, everybody.
Sure.
Sports doctor.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
Everybody, you're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Wow, there's so much great action that first segment. We're just bringing Adam back. Another six-minute segment. Adam, how long have you been this global school where you've been around?
In a couple different iterations, I just went past 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how about a shout-out to our friend Rupesh?
Oh, yeah, of course. My partner and great friend Rupesh, who does this with me, absolutely. Awesome person. Yeah. Great person to, you know, have in my life. And we've been able to do it together, which is really fun.
Right? Go figure. You met him on the schoolyard or something with the kids, right?
our boys, Lincoln's best friend growing up was his son. And, yeah, we met at we met a couple times. But we got to know each other really well over the years. And, you know, it worked out great. Just great.
Yeah, but the great educational academy, Lincoln's gone his whole school career there.
You mean Brookfield Academy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Lincoln started there in third grade. He'll graduate. Lincoln's going to be, he's a senior. He'll graduate this year. And he's had a great experience there. It's a great school. It's a really very, very challenging educationally, you know, for the kids. But, you know, he's super prepared for college coming out of there for sure. And he's a bright kid.
Yeah, that's a, yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's very talented in so many different ways. And again, you know, sometimes it's an interesting analogy, sometimes of public schools and private schools and some of the different challenges, advantages and disadvantages. And sometimes when you do a lot of moving, like you guys have done, then it becomes challenging regarding, you know, the whole school world and whatever. That's why I always ask you how your sports psychology skills are, my son.
That's a really good point that, you know, where we have moved.
Big point.
A few times and
challenging.
It has put, yeah, I mean, not only moves, but just life events that certainly we've
under
been
the best
through.
Of circumstances, like, you know, this is definitely, you're talking about four or five moves. You remember what it was like. You grew up in Glen Ellen and you had the same elementary school and the same scenario and it's still in the family. Hello, Glen Bard West. So it's a
can I ask you a more important question?
More important. I'm ready.
Yeah. Who's going to win, the Bears or the Eagles?
Great question. That's a great question. I think the Bears have a good chance to beat them because right now they're winning. And right now the Eagles are struggling, as even though they're Super Bowl champions. But one of the reasons football is so incredibly popular is so many of these great games and close games. What do you think?
Well, listen, the Eagles are coming off a loss, which I don't think helps the Bears.
Two losses.
But the Eagles are ready to win. Jalen Hurts has only thrown one interception, and the Bears have been.
Oh, they're a great team.
Interceptions is one of the reasons that
they won.
This is
going to be a big test. Yes, I think you can lose.
Wait a second. You didn't let me answer.
This is what happens when I'm a radio host. Go ahead.
I know. Listen, you think it's only when you're a radio host? I know you better. The Bears are going to win. 90% of them love them, so I don't know. I'm very biased.
Well, you're biased, but the Bears have the most difficult forward schedule in football. They've got Green Bay twice. They've got the Lions again. They've got, really, and they've got the Eagles coming up. And, well, I don't know where else they go.
They've got the 49ers.
Yes, everybody tough. So this is going to be a real test. There's no doubt about it, though, that they have achieved more than any. If you're talking 2 weeks ago, people already were maybe critical and whatever. As big a turnaround as this guy Halsey at the University of Louisville basketball program, Adam.
Oh,
sixth
my
in
goodness.
The country.
You know, as a matter of fact, you know, how about this? There's a guy that's on Griffin's traveling team whose mom played at Louisville.
Wow. That's a great story. Yes. And matter of fact, Louisville is sixth. I think Illinois is seventh or eighth, right? In season men's basketball?
I think Illinois is 6-1 and they're 13th, I think.
Oh, I didn't know. Who beat them? Oh, I think Kansas.
I think it
beat
was, I think, no, Alabama, I think.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So like the 91-88 or something.
Yes. So the idea, again, now school uniforms are, is that elementary through high school?
Yep. It's toddler through high school.
Okay. Toddler
through
high school. Pre-K. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pre-K. That's interesting. Are there any colleges at all that are involved in the world of school uniforms?
No. Not as far, not that are, no. I mean, there's probably some, maybe in other countries and stuff like that, but it is dominated from the pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. That's really who it is.
Okay. And the, are school uniforms involved at all in any of the high school sports or junior high school world?
Well, we do from a PE or physical education, we just certainly do a few hundred different programs with schools where we both do their uniform and their, you know, what do you, they call it, gym or PE? Everyone's got a different name for it.
Yes, that's right. Gym, I would imagine, I remember, gym apparel is a big world.
It is. And so we
you
play
know
a big
how
part
long
of that.
I fought on, well, you know how long I fought on the sports doctor to keep gym in the whole world? You know, I've talked about childhood obesity for your whole life on the radio.
That's true.
And we're still banging our head against the wall. This is why the idea of having some camaraderie side of all of these things with the kids that school uniforms, when you've got this kind of designer, you know, you could start thinking that way as being, wow, these kids want to do this because there's so many different kinds of challenges when it's coming with parenting. We all know what's going on. With social media, good luck to us, right?
Right. It is. It's interesting. Yeah. And to add to that quickly, it does help to get parents and kids on board with a uniform program when it's a brand like Tommy Hilfiger, for sure. For sure.
And yet again, the whole world of, you know, they had to rename adult onset diabetes, juvenile type 2 diabetes, because all of a sudden there were all these teenagers. It's a tremendous challenge. And it's very, very important for parents to be educated and school systems to be educated about the importance of exercise and nutrition. You know, we call it lifestyle medicine in order to be able to deal with some of these kinds of challenges, let alone who knows what AI is going to mean in the whole world of things. You know, maybe we'll get your opinion before the end. What do you think, man? Global school.
Of AI?
Yeah.
I'm AI with schoolwear. I'm not sure, but AI in general is incredible and awe-inspiring and scary all at the same time.
It is. It's a tremendous topic in so many ways. You know, I screamed forever about the negatives of betting in sports and sports gambling. And already we see it, you know, just backlashing and hitting us in the head. You can't watch a game for 5 minutes without them talking about, okay, who tied their shoelaces first? You know, am I exaggerating?
No, it's true. That's super true. I mean, when they started prop bets, that's where it became a problem. Because there's just too much opportunity to cheat if it's plus or minus 7 rebounds for a guy or girl. So I think that, you know, betting on the games and stuff like that, I've never been betting on games, but that's a little bit of another level up. When you start talking about the individuals, you know, these guys get death threats. Because they didn't score enough, or they didn't get enough rebounds, or whatever, because it's crazy.
It really, really is. And this is why, again, the sensible education, you know, and I talk about it all the time on the Sports Doctor. I call it the new medicine, everybody, which is number one, eat smarter. I'll leave it up to you to define smarter. A million different important areas in nutrition. Number two is keep moving. I don't care if you want to go to the gym, you want to do yoga, you want to do Pilates, you want to be involved as a walker, runner. You want to keep moving. And number three, big deal, is reduce stress as best you can and to pay attention to these kinds of challenges, especially if you're a parent. And this is why, Adam, one of the challenges is, you know, the hashtag Hey Sports Parents, its sequel is going to be hashtag Hey Sports Grandparents. What do you think?
I think it's smart. I mean, listen, I mean, it's all of those, you know, all of these ideas that you've been talking about all these years are as relevant today as they were way back then. They might have the methods of getting to from point A to point B might have changed, but the ideas are the same and important.
There's no doubt about it. This is why we're excited about many times. I've had over 1,000 guests from over 75 countries over the years. Again, making a big deal out of whether it was concussions on the left, whether it was lifetime medicine or seniors or the weekend warrior. Right? That's what we'd be dealing with in one regard or another. And the bottom line now, let alone maybe in the next show, we'll have to talk about what do you think it's like with them now athletes being paid and those kinds of challenges in college is a gigantic challenge. What do you think?
I think conceptually it was the right thing to do because of the amount of money that is being exchanged
in order to have
these athletes on the field. I don't know that they've figured out the right vehicle for it yet.
No, it's going to be a tremendous challenge. And when you're talking about the portal and the ability of these athletes to be transferred from one school to the other, people have like punch drunk from this. It's really made a dramatic challenge in college sports. In all areas, it's going to be interesting, you know, to see how these things play out. But we got to remind people that if you get a chance, you got to check out that HBO special on the whole development and the Super Bowl shuffle. You know what's amazing? The Bears lost the day before they were filming that, Adam, to the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, the Miami game.
Yes. And all of a sudden, a lot of the guys on the Bears said, come on, man, leave me alone with this. It was a challenge for them to show up. And separately, they had to film it with McMahon and Walter because they didn't want to go in the first place. And Singletary had so much to do with it. But it's very entertaining. What became the second most to Michael Jackson and Thriller was the Super Bowl Shuffle. Go figure. And you knew half these guys.
Yeah, I got a chance to meet him. It was great.
It was really something that was very important. All right, I want to thank you for joining us. Give us quickly again.
Loved
it. It's one of our favorite commercials, but Global Schoolwear, how do people find out all about it?
Well, they can just go to globalschoolwear.com. So globalschoolwear.com. They can read all that they need to read about. There's definitely a ton of information on there and great ways to get in contact with
Adam, them. Your new album coming out. Adam, sing a songwriter, man. I was around you forever. The new album, there's a lot of excitement. How do people find out about that excitement?
Well, it's a good point. I mean, you can find the album from last year is on like 150 different platforms, and this new one, when it does come out, will be the same. So Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere you stream music, it'll be available.
Where do they go? AdamWild.com?
Or just search it. The new
Yes. I was listening to you. Denise and I were listening to you following John Mayer. I yelled to Vesta to put on Adam Wilde, and there you were. So that's exciting stuff. And we're definitely going to be talking about it a lot more in the future. But thanks so much. Tell Griffin when his schedule allows, or even possibly his older brother, that we would be glad to have you guys back for another edition of the Sports Doctor. I love you, honey. I'll talk to you later.
I'll let them know. Thank you so much for having me on, Dad.
Great. Catch you later. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. CBS Radio.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, everybody, we are back. We're going to do an extended Sports Doctors In segment. I think Adam hung up before he had a chance to hear the great commercial. GlobalSchoolwear.com. This is a great commercial. And as everybody knows, on the Sports Doctors In, we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix. We've been talking a lot about this whole venture in the type 2 juvenile diabetes world and answer an email or two. We got some exciting people coming up in these next, already a dozen shows with my new involvement with this That, THAT, number one podcast world. and their international grouping of entrepreneurs, podcasters, and so many different topics. Health and wellness is such a big deal. And I must have almost a dozen guests that will be joining me in the future, as well as I might be joining them. And a great example is next week, Olav Alexander, I think from Canada, sports scientist, high performance, the whole area of longevity, anti-aging medicine, high performance sports medicine, sports science. And then Sarah Turner, and her whole world of infrared, far infrared, brain health, brain trauma area. And there's a lot of excitement in all areas of healing. 20 years ago, when I was very involved with the Japanese company Nikken, the magnet, the magnetic energy, far infrared body wrap, which cooled hot tissue and warmed cold tissue, whether it was a comforter on the bed or ankle, arm, shoulder wraps. And far infrared is one of them. Following week, Queen Dr. Libra, again, talking about all aspects of spirituality, sports medicine, lifestyle, functional medicine, biohacking, etc. And then another performance coach and transformational expert, Ted Rice, again, the highest level of performance often is something that we have so many experts on in so many areas, both physically, with all the advances in so many ways in the physical side of whether it's rehab, whether it's physical therapy, whether it's sports performance, and mentally, all areas, whether I was on the show a few weeks ago of Magical Mindset, where we have individuals, again, in all areas of brain health, in hyperbaric oxygen, and the my guests from Israel, the world of hyperbaric oxygen, talking about all of these different things. A little Dr. Bob wisdom. You know, again, I was talking with Adam about an area that we're always paying attention to, which is the tendency for overuse in kids' sports, in whatever the sport is. And again, the more talented the boy or girl is, we could be talking 10, 11, 12-year-old kids down south playing baseball every day without any breaks, or it could be talking about the young 10, 12-year-old figure skater who 6 days a week is doing double jumps, and or the young tennis player, the talented soccer player, et cetera, et cetera. It's one of the reasons why, again, Joel Franco initially started with his history of doing documentaries and film with Chesapeake Film and a sports dad. Both his kids were serious soccer players very early on. They still are. Developing this whole area of safety, education, awareness. Again, whether it's the overzealous parent on the sidelines, longtime guest Ian Goldberg, who founded iSport 360, now it's Signature Media Sports, and their whole attention to communication, parents, coaches, the kids themselves, and the challenge of, again, oh, we're playing three games over the weekend, and we're playing, you know, 10 days a week, and, you know, we run into the terrible twos, which is too much, too soon, too aggressive, and we start running into the plague of overuse injuries. There is a epidemic, again, of youth sports overuse injuries, and this is, again, the bottom line, and some of it's mental. Burnout. You know, the people in the world of Little League, famous Little League, loved it. Oh, I enjoyed Little League. I 20 years ago, they woke up, they said, holy cow, 25-30% more of the kids are dropping out. They don't want to play. What's going on here? Too much pressure to win. Too much hassle from parents in so many different ways. We're all familiar with that. So the overuse, again, can be mental in many instances where people were paying further attention, paying big attention to, are the kids enjoying what they're doing? Dr. Vickery Page, just a big deal out of that. He said, otherwise it becomes drill, drudgery, work for these kids. So parents, sports coaches need to keep this in mind. Be good listeners. Who's hurting? Who's not? Who doesn't want to complain about headaches because they're worried about being pulled out of the game? You know, years ago, and we're going to have the neurosurgeon from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dr. Maroon, will be rejoining me, I think the first week in January. You know, the whole NFL history of CTE and this whole education. You know, years ago, if the athlete got a ding, head ding, in a football game, for example, came to the sidelines, they'd say, how many fingers? All right, go back in. Now there's a whole protocol, thank God. There's much more attention being paid, and this is the reason why. My attention to type 2 juvenile diabetes, my podiatry medical professor from years ago, Dr. Larry Rubin, founded LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention. We've had him on the radio a few different times talking about the challenge of trying to do something really, really productive about these thousands of amputations, diabetes, foot wounds that turn into amputation nightmares, saying that 80% or more of them are preventable. And the idea of having to rename type 2 adult onset diabetes because of the explosion of the teenage world and the childhood obesity side of the childhood obesity. And the demand and me jumping in with both feet as a sports podiatrist, the demand of the importance of exercise and nutrition. We're paying big attention to exercise. You know, in 2008, I wrote an article for schools called Let's Get Them Walking. And it was all about the idea of including walking as a curriculum, routine part from elementary school up being included. Good luck to you trying to get the schools to change things. Maybe we got to keep on trying. We sure have succeeded in keeping PE part of children's education. You know, by the time kids are when they're in elementary school, you try out for a team. Everybody makes the team. By junior high school, that's 1 out of 10 who are playing competitive sports. The rest of these kids are looking at their screens, are doing video games. So the idea very early on, getting the importance of your mental health, young boy or girl, and including exercise to stay out of trouble makes so much sense. And this is something, again, why we have on all of these psychology experts and psychiatry experts. You know, and Dr. Denise McDermott, who contributed to the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, she's an adult and child holistic psychiatrist. When she was first on, like 10 years ago, she said, you have no idea the challenges that this whole social media is exploding around me in my adolescent practice, et cetera, let alone their parents, and those kinds of challenges regarding what we were dealing with. So the idea, again, of including the importance of exercise and the importance of trying to include smart eating and nutrition and trying to save a lifetime of we can't afford it financially, what it's costing us with this diabetes, pre-diabetes. So we're going to be talking a lot about it in the future. Do I have, okay, I have a couple of emails. Tracy says I'm a 40-year-old walker. I was diagnosed with neuroma. Could you talk about that a little bit? Is surgery the only option? You know, I was part of a pamphlet 100 years ago, Tracy, that says the only relief for neuroma. Neuroma is a thickened nerve attachment, most commonly between the toes, between the third and fourth toe. That's the area 90% or more neuromas are located because of a particular connection. So various foot types, high arch feet maybe, feet that are causing excessive stress to that area can start to develop symptoms, cramping, burning, stinging, numbness that might be involved with the neuroma. And way back when we thought that only surgery was the answer, now We've had great success, conservative measures, and big time orthotics. Orthotics to control the amount of stress to the area or the kind of stress. Think of a flat foot that the oscillation of the ball of the foot is causing problems, and the ability of different types of injections, including holistic parts that are quite successful. So somebody tells you, Tracy, that the only option is surgery, get another opinion. We have from Steve a question involving, you know, you always talk about the two specific exercises and including them. Yes, Steve, we do. The two exercises, especially if you're a sports parent or yourself or sports senior who's trying to get on the pickleball court, you want to include two exercise areas in what you're doing. And number one is learn how to strengthen your feet and ankles. Ankle problems are still number one. Ankle related problems are number 1A, you know, shins and knees and hips and back. So we want to learn how, and rubber bands are a great way. If you go to Athletico, ATI, if you go to Physical, physical therapy to learn the technique, or your personal trainer at the gym, you can strengthen feet and ankles on an 8-year-old with rubber bands, and you could strengthen feet and ankles with the best athlete in the world with rubber bands. Very, very effective in all ranges of motion of the complicated motions that the foot ankle goes through. Second exercise, work balance. Work balance. Bob Guida, rest in peace, Bob, my 40-something year colleague. We talked about him a lot with Adam on the show. You'd go into the gym with him. If the athletes weren't walking and balancing on a balance beam that was rollable on the ground, they were balancing on mini trampolines with their sports equipment in hand. So the hockey player was swinging the hockey stick, balancing on the mini trim in different areas. Baseball player would have his glove on. The tennis player would have a tennis racket. Bosu is another great way. We call it instability training. Create instability. If you're a senior and you're just spending some time standing on one foot, learning some other exercises, piece of equipment that I've endorsed, or a guest of mine over the past 5 years or longer, the Sand Dune. Sand Dune Stepper is a piece of equipment, it's under $300, that simulates being on the beach, being on the sand, the whole gripping action of the foot. It's a unique piece of equipment that's been as successful and exciting for disabilities, from Parkinson's to cerebral palsy to balancing challenges, rehab, as it is to high performance, and really, really stimulating all of these areas involved. Guida used to talk about that when he'd say, you know, I train my athletes, I train their feet like Von Cliburn's hands. For those who don't remember, Von Cliburn was a famous pianist, and he would play the piano, and that's what Guida would talk about. I want that kind of strength in your feet. So when you're changing direction, or you're coming down from a rebound, or you are exploding into action, your foot is lined up. And this is many times where the world of orthotics comes in, where we're talking again about put the foot and ankle in its optimum alignment. A good analogy many times might be glasses. There's so many over-the-counter and make-believe and on the internet, support. Podiatry are the experts. Physical therapists in some areas, podorthists who design and work with shoes, I will also include in that expertise, which is to the job of an orthotic is to support the foot properly, ideally. The job of an orthotic is to help position the foot. The terms pronation, supination, and normal motions, they both are three motions in three directions simultaneously. Pronation's first job, shock absorption. Think of every time you land on your heel, you're generating maybe half your weight up your leg. You come down for a rebound, it might be 3-4 times your weight. Doing a quad jump and skating, it might be 6 times your weight. Pronation, second job, shape to the ground. Imagine you're walking on the grass barefoot. And pronation allows your foot to shape to the surface, and your whole leg is rotating in like a shock absorber. like the spring mechanism that my colleague, Dr. Stockson, talks all about. Yes, until you bear weight. Once you bear weight, the foot's lining up. The leg is lining up to push you off. Ideally, that's that big toe job. That's why turf toe is such a hassle when we see that this is the injury, man. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's just really a hassle in so many different ways regarding recurrence. So many times an orthotic is a positioner. That's why I talk about a step or two quicker. Well, I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for 4 decades. And again, you know, my listeners, we just celebrated the 15th year of Evan Lysacek, who grew up here in Naperville, Illinois. He was 10 years old. He put orthotics in his skates. And in 2010, he was the Olympic gold medalist, best in the world. I'm still putting orthotics in, some of the best in the world, 10-year-olds. But many times we would see, especially in a finite sport like the skating, again, ideal positioning. So again, if you're a 65-year-old senior and you want to get on the pickleball court, being advised is to, you know, or you want to be a walker, want to be running, you know, what is the best shoe for your foot mechanics? There's so many different styles. There's a lot of great brands. You know, we were fortunate to have Mirabali shoes, gosh, back not that long ago, and they owned two or three different New Balance stores. And we talked a lot about one of the advantages. New Balance really paid attention to width sizing, one of the earliest. And you could be in a good brand. It could be Nike, it could be Adidas, it could be Puma. There's a lot of different brands. And many times the style, there's all sorts of excitement with Skechers, is very, very important. And many times, again, podiatry is a great opinion to get. Would you know, parents would ask me all the time, does my son or daughter, or do I need orthotics? And I'd say to them, let's talk about whether you would benefit. I'm not saying ever 100%, but man, when done properly, custom orthotics, almost always, like my article we just came out with in Lower Extremity Review called Orthotics and Figure Skating, A Step Up. I never had a coach call me when we put orthotics in his young boy or girl's figure skates and tell me, what happened to their balance? Their balance is off. Everything has changed. I have had coaches call all the time and talk about improvement. Wow, the landings are so much smoother. Wow, the edges are so much better. Going way, way back to the first figure skating coach I was lucky enough to meet, Candy Brown at the time, who was coaching the late, great figure skater. And we were so excited about at our sports facility with Bob Guida, where she said, we got to make these kids stronger. We got to get these athletes, these figure skaters, to be less susceptible to injury. That started the whole road. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, happy, healthy. Continue with your happy, healthy sports careers. And we'll catch you next month on The Sports Doctor. Thanks, CBS. See you guys next week. Thank you.